Hey, what's up, Triathlon Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where we answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes to you from Ben.
Hi, Taryn. This is Ben from California. My question is bike-related. So I have a Specialized Allez, which is a few years old at least. And it's a perfectly okay bike, but I have some money, let's say $500 to $600. And so I'm wondering if I am better suited upgrading this bike, getting a proper fit and a power meter and whatever other accessories I could afford in that budget, or if I'm better suited selling this bike and upgrading the platform, the bike itself altogether. And then in that event, if it would be advisable to get a time trial bike or another road bike. And so for context, I'm doing a couple of Olympic and one or two half distance races next year. I'm not competitive at all. I'm just doing this for the experience of it and because it's fun. And so certainly take that into consideration. Thank you so much.
Holy rubber moly, Ben. There's a lot of questions there, and I'm not entirely sure how to give you an absolute definitive answer that will give you concrete guidance, but I'll try to give you at least some parameters to think about as you're deciding what you end up purchasing. So let's assume that the Specialized Allez is worth, I don't know, let's say you can resell it for $2,000 and you have $700 to spend. Now we will go with option number one, is to sell the Specialized and take that and the $700, and you've got $2,700 to buy a bike. That's going to get you basically a P2. I think they're going for about $2,500 US, the same P2 that I used over the latter half of 2017. And that's going to be a good triathlon bike. But what is going to end up happening is you're going to spend all of your entire budget on that bike. You're still assuming you're not going to have some of the very critical things to add to the bike that will certainly make you faster. Things like a bike fit, things like aero wheels, things like an aero helmet, things like an indoor trainer to make sure that you can stay consistent. So you're going to end up buying this nice new shiny bike, which everyone loves, but you might not really get any faster because you're not consistent. You're not investing your money in the high return on dollar purchases that you can make. And the difference between that Specialized Allez, which is a really good bike, and a P2 is not so huge that you're going to be getting that much faster. What I would probably suggest as sort of a course of action that people should go with in their first few years of triathlon is use, if you've got a road bike, just go with that road bike and get a bike fit for the road bike in the triathlon position and do a ton of training in that. It's not going to be ideal, but it's going to be really close. You're going to build up a bunch of fitness and you're going to stay injury free as opposed to spending all of your budget on a triathlon bike, not having any money for a bike fit, maybe getting injured and not really doing yourself any favors because you're in an improper position. So keep that Allez, spend a little bit of money on a bike fit. Then some of the best dollar per speed purchases that you can make is number one, an aero helmet. An aero helmet in the range of anywhere from $300 to $500 is going to be as beneficial to you as a set of aero wheels. The second thing that I would recommend is if there's anything that keeps you from going outside every single day or every other day, make sure that you get yourself a bike trainer. It doesn't have to be a very expensive bike trainer, just something that allows you to still maintain fitness on the bike while riding inside. And that you can buy for as little as $90 to $100 was my first bike trainer. Things like a power meter don't really need to come along until I would say season 3, 4, once you've developed a lot of body awareness with your perceived exertion, with your heart rate. I think that I went through the first 6 seasons of triathlon without a power meter, and I was still one of the fastest cyclists out there because I knew my pacing so well. I knew my heart rate really well, and it wasn't until I started working with a coach and we needed a really, really objective measure of bike performance that I started getting into a power meter. So I wouldn't recommend a power meter early on, and I wouldn't recommend getting a really high end or an entry level triathlon bike unless you've also got the budget to make sure that you've got an aero helmet and a bike fit, because those are going to be some of the fastest purchases that you can make. One of the next ones, if you can find yourself a set of budget wheels, and there are lots out there that are either used or new and only cost about $1,000 to $1,200, a set of aero wheels on even an entry level road bike or tri bike is going to be a huge benefit to you. And the difference between, say, $2,000 road bike and a $3,000 or even $10,000 tri bike is not so huge. So if you're limited to that $700 budget, I would spend it on some of the things that I know 100% are going to keep you injury free and result in more comfort, more power, more enjoyment, more consistency, more speed for sure. So there you go, Ben. I hope that helps you in your decision-making process. And if anyone else out there wants their question answered on the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee-ask. Feel free to give anyone you like a shout out. And while you're there, if you're listening to this podcast, odds are really good that you will like what you find at triathlonterran.com/free resources. That's where we've bundled up everything that we've developed over the past year. We've got a free swim drill program, a running warm-up program, a strength training program, working on a bike fit program right now. All you have to do is enter your email address and it all gets sent out to you for free. And finally, if you are digging these Trainee Ask podcasts, go and give us a review at iTunes. Good, bad, indifferent, whatever. Reviews help us get discovered and help other new and aspiring trainiacs out there get into the sport and find us in the iTunes algorithm. There you go, everyone. Enjoy. See you in the next episode.